Al-Bayan Radio presents the following lesson live from Masjid Al-Azhar, Bilmo.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Rasulillah. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man ihtada bihuda amma ba'd. Tonight, my dear brothers and sisters, we will be speaking about an important topic, especially in the month of Ramadan, a topic which people in Ramadan tend to be doing constantly, and that is the topic of dua or supplication. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He informs us that He created us for a purpose. And that purpose is to worship Him alone without associating any partners with Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Quran, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ He says, and I, meaning Allah, did not create the jinn and mankind except to worship Me. This word, except to worship Me, it means that there is no other purpose for our existence. We exist for no other reason. And that is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we know, my brothers and sisters, that there are many types of worships. Salah is worship. Sawm is worship, zakat is worship, hajj, dhikr, all of this is worship. There's many types of worships. And from the greatest types of worships which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated upon mankind is dua. Dua, my brothers and sisters, is a worship. What does this mean? It means that it can only be directed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And directing dua to other than Allah azza wa jal is an act of shirk. Just as praying to other than Allah is shirk, fasting for other than Allah is shirk, and whatever else. Because dua is a worship. Not only is it a worship, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he called it the essence of worship. He called dua the essence of worship. In the hadith he said, "Ad-du'a huwa al-ibadah." Ad-du'a huwa al-ibadah. That dua is the worship. So this teaches us that not only is dua a worship, it is one of the fundamental worships of our religion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in many verses throughout the Quran, He informs us of how He is all hearing and all seeing, and how He alone answers the dua. Because now we are in the month of Ramadan, my brothers and sisters, and it is only normal that a person increases in their dua throughout this blessed month and takes every opportunity. Since the gates of the heavens are open and the gates of hell are closed, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned. And we know that there are times where the dua is accepted when you are fasting. So this is a worship that should never ever be abandoned, especially in the month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, in order to inform the servants and to remind them that He is there hearing and listening to your dua and that He answers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمُ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ And your Lord says, call upon me and I will respond. Look at the words of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Look at the comfort that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings to the heart of the believer, so that he never loses hope. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, call upon me. Yani Allah, do not call upon anyone else. Call upon me and I will answer. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He makes a promise, He never breaks His promise. And that is why the Muslim puts their trust and their reliance in their Lord. And if they ask, they ask Allah Azza wa Jal alone. And this is what Allah loves. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us, to ask Him alone. Because dua, my brothers and sisters, not only is it to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it is asking Allah Azza wa Jal while acknowledging your weakness and your need for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is dua. And that's why Allah loves it so much. Because we express our need for Him. Because without Allah Azza wa Jal, we are destroyed. And we are nothing. Allah is the one who provides. Allah is the one who protects. Allah Azza wa Jal is the one who gives and takes. And that is why He wants us to ask Him and no one else. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a warning against those who have too much pride to ask Allah Azza wa Jal. In that same verse, when Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمُ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ, and your Lord says, call me and I will answer, He then says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي سَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ دَاخِرِينَ. He subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, indeed those who disdain my worship, those who have pride in my worship, will enter hellfire. This is a warning against those who do not call upon Allah Azza wa Jal. How many times is a person in need and he resorts to every means except calling his Lord? And because he forgets to call Allah, he does not succeed. And how many have seemed like they are destroyed, but because they put their trust and reliance in Allah Azza wa Jal and they called Him, Allah opened the doors for them. The believer puts his and her trust in Allah. And when they are in need, they ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, without resorting to the creation. Because the creation can disappoint, but the Lord of the creation never disappoints. And that is why your relationship with Allah must be strong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my brothers and sisters, He answers the dua, and He continues to answer the dua, because no matter how much Allah answers, it does not reduce from His kingdom. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able to answer your dua and my dua and the dua of the entire creation, and it does not harm Him. We are not talking about a person. We are talking about the Lord of mankind. You can have a human that has a lot of wealth and is very generous, but if he keeps on giving his wealth, eventually he's going to have no more. But not Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter how much He gives you, it's nothing to Him. And that is why you continue asking Allah. And you always ask Him and you do not ask anyone else. Pay attention to this hadith, the hadith al-Qudsi. where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the hadith, O my servants, if the first from you until the last of you, the human of you and the jinn of you, stood in one gathering and asked me, and I gave every person what they asked for, this would not reduce from what I have, except what will decrease when a needle is placed in the ocean. Can you imagine this? This is Allah Azza wa Jal expressing His power and His generosity and His ownership of the kingdom. Allah Azza wa Jal says, O my servants, addressing you, the servants of Allah, He said, if the first of you until the last of you, meaning from Adam alayhi salam until the day of judgment, the human of you and the jinn, if you all stood in one place and asked me for anything that you wanted, and I gave every one of you what he asks, this will not reduce from my kingdom, except what a needle reduces when it is placed in the ocean. Imagine putting a needle in the ocean and pulling it out. How much water is it going to pull out? Nothing. Allah says that is what will be reduced. This is Rabbil Alameen. This is why the servant asks Allah Azza wa Jal alone and does not ask anyone besides Him. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah Azza wa Jal has promised to answer your dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised to answer the dua. And this is why we put trust in Allah Azza wa Jal that He will answer. And how many times has Allah been called and He has answered? From the Prophet and the messengers, to the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to the righteous people after them, until the day of judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will continue to answer the dua. Take the Prophet Nuh alayhi salam as an example. When the people of Nuh disbelieved in Allah Azza wa Jal, Nuh alayhi salam made a dua to Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it in the Quran. Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَنُوحًا إِذْ نَادَى مِنْ قَبْلُ فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ فَنَجَّيْنَاهُ وَأَهْلَهُ مِنَ الْكَرْبِ الْعَظِيمِ. Allah Azza wa Jal, He mentions that Nuh, when he noticed his people were rejecting him, he called upon Allah. And when Allah Azza wa Jal flooded the entire world, Nuh alayhi salam made the dua to Allah, and Allah Azza wa Jal said, we responded to him and we saved him and his family from the flood. Automatic response from Allah. Nuh alayhi salam called him and Allah saved him from the flood. For my dear brothers and sisters, when you are facing a flood, not only the flood of the water, but the flood of the dunya also, Allah wants you to call him. And when you call Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah will answer and He will save you. Just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved the Prophet Musa alayhi salam. When Musa called upon Allah because of Fir'aun, Allah Azza wa Jal says in the meaning, and Musa said, my Lord, indeed you have given Fir'aun and his establishment splendor and wealth in this dunya. Musa is speaking to Allah Azza wa Jal, telling Allah, oh Allah, you have given Fir'aun a lot of wealth and power in this world. Then Musa alayhi salam mentions what they are using that wealth and power for, so that they may lead men astray from your way, O Allah. O Allah Azza wa Jal, destroy their wealth and harden their hearts so that they will not believe until they see the painful punishment. Musa alayhi salam, making this dua to Allah against Fir'aun, how did Allah respond? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then said that Allah said, your dua, O Musa, has been answered. Your dua, O Musa, has been answered. So remain on the straight course and do not follow those who are ignorant. Look at the advice Allah gave to Musa after he informed him that his dua was answered. He bring comfort to his heart and told him, your dua is answered, O Musa, so remain steadfast on the deen. How many people are in need of Allah and they call him? Then when Allah gives them what they want, they turn away from Allah. This happens very often. But look at the advice of Allah to Musa. He told him, your dua is answered, O Musa, so remain steadfast. Remain on the straight path. Do not turn back just because your dua is answered now. No. My brothers and sisters, when your dua is answered by Allah, this should only be a reason for you to get closer to Allah, not to turn away from Him. Also, another example of how Allah Azza wa Jal has answered the dua is none other than our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we all know, in the Battle of Badr, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, along with the Sahaba, were faced by an enemy that outnumbered them by 300 to 1,000, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the battle, they pitched a tent for him. And he stood in that tent or beneath that tent and he made dua to Allah Azza wa Jal before the battle began. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was saying, O Allah, fulfill what you have promised me. O Allah, grant me what you have promised me. O Allah, bring about what you have promised. Then he said, O Allah, if these Muslims are destroyed, you will not be worshipped upon earth anymore. Because they were the only Muslims. O Allah, if these Muslims are destroyed in this battle, you will no longer be worshipped on earth. This is the dua Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was making to Allah Azza wa Jal. And he continued making dua with his hands high up to the heavens until his garment would fall off his back. And Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu will pick up the garment and place it on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's back. And then he will say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you have sufficiently asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani, your dua cannot get any better than what you have asked. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam made this dua, how did Allah Azza wa Jal respond? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions it in the Quran when He teaches us that He sent down 1,000 angels to fight in the Battle of Badr with the Muslims. An instant answer of the dua. 1,000 fighters from the heavens, led by Jibreel alayhi salam. And that is why, in one of the narrations, Jibreel alayhi salam, he asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he asked him about the Muslims that witnessed Badr. What do you say about the Muslims that witnessed Badr? The Battle of Badr. So the Prophet ﷺ said to him, they are the best of the Muslims. So Jibreel alayhi salam said, and that's the same with us angels. The 1,000 that came down were the best of the malaika. Yes. For my dear brothers and sisters, your heart needs to be connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the closer your relationship with Allah is, the greater your dua will be accepted. When your relationship with Allah is strong, your dua will be answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned the beautiful hadith. And he said, there are many people, yani there could be many of these people. He is shaggy and dusty in his hair, meaning when you look at him, he's rugged. People look at him and they would laugh at him. The Prophet ﷺ said, there's a lot of these people. He said, driven away from the doors, yani people close their doors on this person. Can you think of a person? Imagine a person, he looks scruffy, his clothes are old, his hair is scruffy. When people look at him, they think of him as a nobody. But because of his relationship with Allah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this person that people turn away from and laugh at him, لو أقسم على الله لأبره. If he makes an oath that Allah is going to do something, Allah will do it just because he said it. Why? Because of his connection with Allah. It's not about how the people look at you. It's about how Allah sees you. That's what counts, my brothers and sisters. You can have a person who has no money, who lives a very simple life. People might look at him and laugh at him, but he might have a connection with Allah Azza wa Jal that only Allah knows. And if he makes an oath, Allah will do something, Allah will do it just to fulfill that man's oath. How great is this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Someone might say, these are prophets and messengers of Allah. Of course their dua is going to be accepted. My brothers and sisters, dua is not limited to the prophets and messengers only. There are many examples throughout history and continuing today where the dua has been answered by Allah Azza wa Jal. Even you as an individual, you might have experienced it and witnessed it yourself. If we go after the prophets and the messengers to the lives of the Salaf. One of the Salaf by the name of Abdullah ibn al-Mubarak, rahimahullah, one of the big a'imma, one of the big scholars of hadith. A man narrated that he was walking with Abdullah ibn al-Mubarak, rahimahullah. This man is narrating the story. He said, I was walking with Abdullah ibn al-Mubarak and we came across a blind man. A man sitting on the footpath and he was blind. So Abdullah ibn al-Mubarak made salam to him. And when the man found out that this is Abdullah ibn al-Mubarak, he said to him, O Imam, please make dua for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give me back my eyes. My eyesight. So Abdullah ibn al-Mubarak right there on the street, he raised his hands and he said, oh Allah, return to this man his eyesight. The one narrating the story said, I witnessed it with my own eyes. He got his eyesight back right there and then. That's the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's what it means, my brothers and sisters, that when your connection with Allah is strong, He will answer your dua. And this was not the only incident where the eyesight was given back because of the dua. there's another incident. And that's the incident that occurred with the mother of the great Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah. We all know Imam al-Bukhari and his greatness. He has the most authentic book after the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. Imam al-Bukhari, my brothers and sisters, he became blind at a young age. As a young boy, he was blind. Not many people know this. And Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullah, his mother was a great lady, very righteous. And she will spend the night making dua to Allah Azza wa Jal for her son, for the great Imam al-Bukhari. When he was just a young child, she would ask Allah to return his eyesight back. One night, she saw in her dream the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. The Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam came to her and he said to her, "O woman, Allah has heard your dua and he is going to give your son his eyesight back because of your dua." She said she woke up the next morning and her son al-Bukhari can see. Because they had trust in Allah Azza wa Jal. A lot of people make dua, but it's only lip service. They might even be making dua and they're yawning or thinking about their next paycheck or whatever else, and then they ask, why isn't my dua being answered? Now the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself said it, that Allah does not answer the heart that is unavailable. If your heart is unavailable at the time of dua, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said Allah does not answer it. And how much does Allah Azza wa Jal love to answer our dua, my brothers and sisters? How much does Allah love to answer your dua? Allah loves for you to call Him because He loves to answer your dua. And that is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the hadith, he mentioned and he said that Allah Azza wa Jal is too shy. Subhanallah, Allah is shy? Yes. Allah is too shy when His servant raises his hand to ask Him to send them back empty. Allah is too shy to send your dua back empty-handed. How magnificent is Allah Azza wa Jal? And how great is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? For my dear brothers and sisters, it is a duty upon us that when we ask of something, we ask no one but Allah. We need to train ourselves to attach our heart to the Lord. We do not ask this person or that person. We do not ask this person in the grave or that person who's alive. Our dua is for Allah alone. It's not for an angel. It's not for a prophet. It's not even for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Your dua is to Allah. A direct link between you and your Lord. You do not need anyone else. And that is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, if you ask, ask Allah. You do not ask anyone else. And remember, my brothers and sisters, that one of the main things which prevents our dua from being answered is our sins. Wallahi, it is the sins that prevents the dua from being answered. And if you are making dua and you feel that your dua is not being answered, never put the blame on Allah. Blame yourself. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the hadith gave an example where he mentioned the man that is ash'atha and aghbar, the man who is ruggy and dirty and dusty. He raises his hand to the heavens and he says, "My Lord, my Lord," meaning he's calling Allah. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "But his food is haram, and his drink is haram, and his clothing is haram, and he is indulged in haram. So how can his dua be answered?" This is the barrier between you and Allah answering your dua. So we need to be careful and make sure, my brothers and sisters, that our food is halal and our drink is halal and our wealth is halal and our living is halal and our dying is halal in order for Allah Azza wa Jal to answer our dua. Otherwise, your dua will not be answered. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us in this hadith. And next week, inshaAllah, we will continue with what remains. Wallahu a'lam. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.
Support the spreading of beneficial knowledge. Donate to Al Bayan Radio today. Account name Al Bayan. Westpac BSB 032361. Account number 394419. وجزاكم الله خيراً.